is Julia Krapp, and I'm from Belfast. And
my name's Anna Mueller, and I attend Unity College and live at Unity.
We're both juniors at Unity College, and we were sent here to represent the college president, Stephen Mulkey. He wrote a letter which he wanted the planning board to hear, and I'm here to read it for you. Dear members of the board, I'm writing to offer my opinion as a scientist and expert on climate change regarding the planned development of the gas terminal on the coast near Searsport. As president of Unity College, I write to express my concern as a lifelong educator and steward of the future for our children. The scientific views expressed in this letter do not necessarily represent the position of our board of trustees. Climate change is a scientific fact. Climate disruption is now developing with remarkable speed, producing increasingly severe consequences. Most local and state governments vastly underestimate the potential for catastrophic change across our landscape. This is especially true for coastal regions, which are vulnerable to storm surge and sea level rise. The science on this is now unequivocal, and the more it is studied, the more it is clear that action cannot be delayed. Given this reality, the Searsport gas terminal is a terrible idea for two compelling reasons. First, it should be clear that siting this terminal on the coast is putting it in the path of severe weather and storm surge. Although any given weather event cannot now or ever be fully attributed to human-caused climate disruption, it is clear that all weather is now occurring in a climate that has been fundamentally changed. Accordingly, all coastal communities must reassess their planned development. There is no doubt that the storms of the future will be more severe than the storms of recorded history. Similarly, the coastal location of the facility makes it vulnerable to sea level rise well within its estimated lifetime. Presently, we are expecting a minimum of 2.5 feet of sea level rise by 2100. The most likely sea level rise will be 3 feet, and the northeast of the U.S. is expected to experience a higher rate of sea level rise than other coast regions. The second major reason is that this facility is a bad idea is that liquefied petroleum gases enhance global climate disruption. Propane and methane are best seen as transitional fuels because they produce less global warming than coal and oil. Nevertheless, when burned, these fuels produce carbon dioxide, which has the potential to warm the atmosphere for hundreds of years. Investing in major new infrastructure for storage and transport of a climate-altering fuel represents bad economy. This technology is likely to be progressively abandoned over the next 3 to 4 decades as governments act responsibly to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Failure to curtail our current rate of emissions will result in massively expensive investments in adaptation as climate change becomes progressively more damaging. Mitigation of present-day emissions is far more cost-effective than adaptation decades later. I think that in the near future, possibly within the next 5 years, global efforts to curb greenhouse gas emissions will increase dramatically. When this occurs, the tank facility will no longer provide long-term value to the community. Instead, it will be seen as a long-term liability. I urge you to reconsider your willingness to allow the tank facility to be built. At our current rate of emissions, it is certain that the planet will warm in excess of 4 degrees centigrade above that of pre-industrial average. Many estimates are in the range of 5 to 7 degrees centigrade. Such warming would assure difficult life during the middle of the century for the current generation of college students. Life for our grandchildren could be essentially impossible toward the end of this century. Thanks for your consideration. I am willing to answer any questions that you may have. Sincerely, Stephen Mulkey, PhD, President of Unity College. And as students of Unity College, I think I can pretty safely say that the majority of the student body at Unity College stands behind his point of view on this. And thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak.
Thank you for representing Unity College.
Thank you.
Tell them that there is no ruling.